This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. As we kick off the second hour of the show, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris joining us remotely.
Nobody
is here as well. We were talking about the apparently shortage of Adderall that is resulting in some patients who are suffering or unable to get the prescription that a lot of them say they need to live a normal life. They've got what do they call ADHD? The hell's that stand
attention
for?
Attention deficit disorder.
Attention hyperactivity, right? That's the H.
Oh, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
That's it. There you
some
go.
People have just ADD, and some people have ADD with the hyperactivity.
Which one are you? Just the ADD?
Just the ADD.
Gotcha. So that means that when you take Adderall, it helps you focus on getting something done. Is that kind of what it does for you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen this personally with the shortages yet, but apparently it is happening in a lot of places. But speaking of shortages, Chris, you were just mentioning something during the break that I thought was interesting, and that is that apparently there are now some reported cuts on major internet trunks going from one country to another.
Yeah, actually, sort of. So there's a cable cut between us. I'm trying to think Scotland and I'm trying to think the islands. There's some islands though north of Scotland. It's still okay. Part of Scotland that was cut. And then there's two other cuts that occurred in France that appear to be sabotage of some kind. And
are these all underwater cables? Or
one
they...
of them's underwater. Two of them are not. Two in France. They literally had to dig into like concrete, so like it was a very obviously some sort of I want to say
job.
Like some sort of government espionage sort of deal, I guess
it must have been,
because I mean I can't imagine anybody else digging into concrete, right? Like how do you accidentally
there's no accident there.
Yeah, I mean so
I mean you could say an underwater cable could have gotten somehow chopped on an accident, maybe some kind of beast
right.
bit through it, or it just wore away due to erosion or whatever, but
yep. And then but yeah, it's interesting because there's been a number at a glance, it seems like there's been a lot of fishy bit stuff going on behind the scenes that hasn't really been, clear necessarily 100%, or maybe it has been reported and I just have missed it a bit. But there was also pipes, I think a couple of them were blown up in one of the Russian oil pipelines to Germany. But anyway,
natural gas.
Nord Stream and Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Correct. Yeah.
Nord Stream 2 was
right.
sabotaged.
That sounds about right.
And it looks like it was the U.S. federal government that did it. Because Joe Biden announced in February that if Russia invaded Ukraine, that Biden would take out the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. He specifically threatened it.
Yep. Yeah.
And also because if it hadn't been the United States government that did it, they would be playing it on a loop as the worst environmental catastrophe in history, because methane, which is what most of LP gas is actually a much more potent so-called climate. What's the word I'm looking for? Driver of so-called climate change. Than carbon dioxide. So it's not to mention all of the damage done by pouring petrochemicals basically into the water, which that's never a good idea.
So you're saying because the mainstream media was downplaying it and not putting it on the front page, so to speak, that was protecting the federal government's alleged attack here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, generally, a lot of what I know or I think I know, I end up working out by saying, okay, what's the mainstream media up to?
Well,
so it's
interesting. You think this is part of this? You think that
I don't know, the internet
cuts are purposeful and there may be governmental attacks?
At a glance, it seems like there's a lot of it happening lately, mm-hmm. right?
And you pay attention to this stuff.
I see it in the news.
Right.
And I also, you actually will notice it. I've seen it on, I think, at least 3 or 4 different internet connections, for example, right, with different providers which have different connections to, you know, the internet, right?
When you say you've seen it, what do you mean? You've had slowdowns?
You can actually see slowdowns mm-hmm. in your own potential connection and or accessing other websites.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is with the internet, it's supposed to be this decentralized thing. It's literally a military invention, and it's supposed to, like, survive a nuclear world war, right? And
the specification was that it should be able to survive nuclear strikes to 6 American cities simultaneously without losing internet to the United States. Interestingly enough, though, the internet that we use now, which is kind of built on top of that original internet, has exactly 6 hubs. So basically, the way to remove the internet in the United States is now strike exactly 6 cities.
Wow.
And it could well be that it will turn out, if those 6 strikes ever occur, that they were done by the U.S. government and that they left a vestigial internet behind them that's still servicing the military customers and probably the university.
There's actually another internet, so to speak. It's not the internet. It's a military network that basically replaced the internet when the internet became commercial. It was basically handed to the public. And then the military set up its own separate network to replace the internet for its own communications.
Huh.
But what's interesting too, nobody, is that the internet has become very centralized. So even it's like infrastructure, right? If you take out, say, Cloudflare, you don't take down a website. You take down a ton of the internet, yeah. right? And so mm-hmm. you've got these central points that can be attacked potentially, and it may not, like, completely shut the internet down, but
it'll cripple it.
It cripples it, right? And that's what I think we're seeing right now. It's hard to tell, and this isn't the first time it's happened. It's happened repeatedly, you know, over the decades. But from time to time, if you pay attention, you'll notice that the internet is actually hurting.
And that's something that can happen with ISPs as well. The internet was not designed right. with the idea that you would have one ISP and one connection to the internet. The internet was designed with each center having connections to many other centers, and that created a web that it would mm-hmm. be very difficult to interrupt. But when each of us, you know, think of the percentage of New Hampshire internet traffic that would disappear if they just took out the Time Warner cable people mm-hmm. or the I can't even remember
Comcast.
The name. I think Comcast. Yeah.
Yeah. There's effectively it's not a monopoly. There's definitely not a monopoly on internet in the United States, internet access, but it's something like 60% of, like, the United States is on Comcast. So it's
that high?
It's something like that. It's really high.
Wow.
And a lot of specific areas do have
a monopoly.
Yes. Where the local government has said, here you must have Comcast, mm-hmm. here you must have whoever's competing with right. Comcast now, which I don't know.
Well, you know, I think the government makes it difficult for ISPs to set up, and that's one of the big problems. It's also a huge infrastructure cost issue. But certainly the governments have funded the incumbents that mm-hmm. already exist. This goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is government creates, you know, monopolies, and the industry, once established, you know, it benefits from those regulations.
So we're going to continue here, and you can share your thoughts on how the decentralized internet internet has moved towards centralization over time. And, of course, we're seeing similar things in cryptocurrency as well, with things like exchanges becoming popular for people to hold their coins on. And these the centralization is trend.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, nobody has taken ill. He is not feeling well, and so he has bowed out for the rest of the show tonight. If you want to join us, though, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about a damaged internet that, Chris, you said you've noticed recently. You saw some news stories about it. We had an issue 2 nights ago on the show where we had terrible internet connection. Now it wasn't going, I don't presume that the fastest direction, you know, the path through the internet from here to Colorado would have gone through France or Scotland. I mean, it doesn't seem very likely.
Maybe not.
So it could have just been a malfunctioning router somewhere on the internet, but it was ugly.
It could also be that there's some infrastructure somewhere, you know, that is utilizing something maybe, you know, in France, and it's going through, or somewhere in the Europe, and it's going through, you know, it's going overseas and then coming back, and it may be something like, I don't know, a DNS thing, or who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if that connection is being flaky, it could then cause problems between you, even if most of the traffic is not going to Europe first and then to Colorado, it could be causing a problem there too. So,
well, plus if this is happening on purpose, if it isn't just equipment going bad or, you know, your regular kind of problems that crop up, you were talking about cut cables where somebody dug down into concrete in France and cut
twice
hardline internet, big kind of, you know,
simultaneously,
high bandwidth trunk cables.
Yes.
And caused major havoc on internet users over there. You know, normally when we think of world conflicts, we don't think about internet fighting, basically. We've seen governments restrict their own people from using the internet, but you don't generally hear a whole lot about one government sabotaging another's internet. But it is a very effective way of throwing an economy into some very difficult situations.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to start talking about, you know, it's funny because we talk about hacking and DDoSs, denial of service attacks, and things of that nature, you know, fairly often, at least the news does. I think even on the show a little bit we do. And it's nothing, you know, by comparison to the damage that could be caused by cutting some of those cables. So it's, you know, it's kind of interesting. And again, this all has to do with the fact that, you know, the internet isn't really as decentralized as it should be. And sometimes, you know, even if the internet itself isn't down, a connection to a provider like Cloudflare could eventually cause outages for all sorts of websites, so which are often centralized because there's not that many content distribution networks out there. There's a couple of providers, and everybody's on those two, so a couple of providers, and so you end up with half the internet going down or more, you know, if you take out one of them.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Alu Axman on the line from Liberty Block at thelibertyblock.com. Go ahead, Alu.
Hi, guys. It's just LibertyBlock.com.
Sorry, thank you. LibertyBlock.com.
No worries. So what's really weird is that on Wednesday, we do our weekly podcast, Liberty Block, the Conservatarian Exchange. And I don't know exactly what happened, but the Zoom feed got effed up, and the audio got totally messed up. So the audio for most of that episode is, like, down to phone quality because my dad had to use a backup recording on, like, whatever device. So I don't know if that was an internet issue, but that was really interesting. As your podcast, you were saying, was having issues on radio. I think it was Wednesday. Also, our podcast, Liberty Block, the audio got really bad.
What, technical question, what was your internet provider at the time?
I don't know. My dad is the main primary podcast host, and he uses Zoom, and the others are all throughout Virginia, North Carolina, and all over.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be your provider that's having the problem to be affected by a connection, you know, somewhere else. Because remember, you're connected to a provider that then connects to other providers, and your traffic won't necessarily, it goes to a certain degree on your own provider's network, but it then goes to other providers, depending on who, you know, and what paths it needs to take and so on.
But yeah, I also wanted to comment on the CDC and the Corona Fascism vaccine. It seems like the advisory council for the CDC voted unanimously 15-0 to add the COVID vaccines to the childhood schedule, which is essentially a recommendation. It's not a hard mandate for every kid in the United States, but I think a lot of states and or school districts use the CDC schedule recommended vaccines for their kids' mandatory attendance in school. like to go to government schools, which 90% of kids go to government schools, they have to have those vaccines, and this, a lot of schools will add it. But again, I think it's a very good thing, because number one, this will lead to a tremendous drop-off in the kids going to government schools, which is great, but even more importantly, as the feds do pressure, they're going to pressure and maybe withhold some grants, some annual CDC grants, HHS grants or whatever, SNAP, whatever Medicaid stuff. As they threaten to withhold this stuff, the states will, like Florida and New Hampshire, will have to either bow down and vaccinate all the kids, which is not going to happen, or secede. So I think this is really, really good for independence.
Yeah, certainly if it leads to any nullification, that'll be a good thing. It's... I don't know how many people are going to pull their kids out of government school. We did. That was one of the best things that did happen during COVID, is a lot of people did leave at that time. Hopefully this will push some other people into deciding that it's time to get their kids out of government school. But, man, the amount of abuse these parents are willing to subject their kids to before they finally will be fed up is really frustrating.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents, especially now after 2.5 years, a lot of them are really starting to get upset about the COVID vaccines. Almost everyone with a brain now knows, besides for the most partisan people who love Fauci, I think almost everyone knows now that they're really not that necessary, not that safe. They're pretty dangerous. They don't even stop, you know, the COVID and stuff. They're really, really, really bad vaccines. At least me in my circle, I think most people oppose it. And I want to remind everyone that I did update my book. It's called The Plague That Must Not Be Questioned Now. I updated it, so it's like fully up to date now. And you can find it on Amazon. It's not banned yet. So if you look up my name or The Plague That Must Not Be Questioned, people could find that book on Amazon.
That's kind of shocking. Amazon does ban books, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, they banned it when the title was Corona Fascism.
Oh, they did? Oh, wow. I didn't know your book was banned.
Wow. That's like a, like a badge of honor.
Initially, yeah. The publisher was able to get their version up because they have an account that they publish on Amazon, but they have been unresponsive for months, so I reactivated my version of the book, which is up to date now. I updated it, and it's called The Plague That Must Not Be Questioned. So that's the most up to date and the cheapest version that you could find on Kindle or paperback.
Yeah, of course, one of the things we're seeing happen here as a result of some of these parents being frustrated by the mandates and the vaccines and all the mask mandates and everything is we've seen some parents have been so frustrated, those that are libertarian and like-minded voluntarists have picked up their lives and are migrating here to New Hampshire, either as part of the Free State Project or just independently, because they know that this is the place where like-minded people are coming to. I mean, it's if you are in any other place besides New Hampshire, it's fine to get your kids out of government school. Like, that's an important step, and anybody anywhere should probably take that step. But it's even better if you can do it around other people who share your values and share your beliefs, because then you can actually have, like, you know, an alternative to that government school system. And thank you, Olive, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. An alternative to that government school system that you can create with those people in a physical geographic area. And that's one of the benefits to being here in New Hampshire and being part of this migration. It's just getting better and better as more people come here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created,
a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. And you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. By the way, you can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy those there. Also, want to make sure you know about Bullion Max, where you can go and get a free gold back with their silver starter kit when you go to bullionmax.com/FTL. That'll take you right to the page where you can learn about their silver starter kit, which is 5 ounces of silver, and they're giving it to you at their employee discount to get you started. Maybe you're brand new into silver, or maybe you're not so new and you just want to get a good deal because you're new to Bullion Max. You can do that over at bullionmax.com/FTL. There's only one starter kit per household, so there is a limit to it, and you get a free gold back with it. So you've heard us talking a lot about the gold backs here on Free Talk Live. Chris, you're a user of the gold back.
I am.
I've seen you carrying them around in your wallet. I was disappointed in myself today because I went and I bought some Jamaican food in downtown Keene. Now, the place that I was going doesn't accept the gold back, but I always like to tip with gold backs. I like to add it to a cash tip. So I give a good cash tip.
Don't tell me you ran out of gold backs.
I was out of singles. And I didn't want to give $5 for a tip.
Yeah, so, that's quite a bit. $20 worth of.
Shouldn't need to restock, I guess. Anyway, bullionmax.com/FTL. You can get the gold backs. You can get the silver starter kit. And again, you get a free gold back with your silver starter kit. You can buy direct from Bullion Max without talking to a salesperson. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. So head over to bullionmax.com/FTL. As we continue here, I do have a comment that I thought we should respond to here. One of the trolls in our YouTube chat, Cynthia, she says, "Does Ian realize the majority of people cannot afford private school?"
Yeah, it's because the government takes all their money. It's called taxation. You'd basically almost double your income, like double your paycheck, if it wasn't for the government taking all your money. Most people can only not afford private school because the government has stolen their money.
Well, now, isn't it true? I mean, I'll play devil's advocate here, Chris. Isn't it true that poorer people who are paying taxes are getting the tax money back through rebates or whatever
they call them? They claim that, except that they never take into account all the taxation, all the hidden taxation that occurs. And I'll give you some great examples. There's things like vehicle registration fees in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. There are these things called tariffs. There's 25% tariff, which gets passed on to you at about 13% if you go into a Walmart. That's about 13% increase in the price of goods. And that's not including sales taxes, right? Because and that it depends on the state, but that can be as much as 13% in some states. There's lots of other hidden taxes. Now, there's also
poor people pay the property taxes on the homes they rent. Right.
Yep, that's true. Property taxes just are indirect.
Right.
There's also an employer tax, right? So
Social Security.
There's also like 13% taxes,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But basically, when you look at your paycheck, you might see 15%, you know, in taxes. But there's actually another 15% that's hidden that your employer has to pay in order to have you as an employee.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's all these taxes. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it adds up very, very quickly. And most people think of, like, probably what their most people think that their biggest tax is, like, their property taxes. Mm-hmm.
Around here, I think that's probably true because the New Hampshire government leans heavily on the property tax. But when you look at the property tax breakdown, it's literally 60%+ of it goes to the schools.
But it's also not out of the ordinary for the Northeast. And another thing is most of the other Northeast states, it's still overall lower taxation because most of the other states have sales taxes and income taxes that New Hampshire doesn't have.
No, there's no doubt. So, I mean, New Hampshire has a much more efficient government system. I mean, if you can use those two words together, New Hampshire has it.
It could be a lot better, but it's, you know.
They actually reduced the budget recently.
They did. I've never heard of that. I've heard of governments lowering taxes, but if their budget doesn't decrease, that means you're just paying for it next year.
Yeah, you've got to get it done eventually. I have heard of it happening, actually, Chris. It was in New Hampshire in 2011.
In New Hampshire, they reduced.
They did it in 2011, and they did it, I think, last year in 2021 as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So thanks to Free Staters, thanks to the Liberty Republicans, the people that actually care about fiscal lowering these fiscal requirements of governments here in New Hampshire. And again, this is another one of those benefits when you get like-minded people together. Some of them will run for office, some of them will win, and then eventually we'll get to the point where so many are winning that the Democrats and the arch-statist Republicans will just start giving up. They'll just say, you know what, we can't make any headway here, we'll just move down to Florida or New York or something.
You know, it's kind of funny looking at, like, the history of the Free State Project over the past decade or so, and seeing how there was a lot of in-your-face activism in the early days, mm-hmm. but as things kind of have, have kind of unraveled, I guess. Unraveled is a bad choice of words because it makes it sound like
shifted.
We're failed. But as things have shifted, it's gone from, you know, a little bit of political activism at the State House, because, of course, we didn't have that many people here at the time, to lots of activism at the State House, lots of people getting elected, and less of the in-your-face kind of activism. And it's kind of an interesting shift because it kind of demonstrates that things are getting better. It's still not always as apparent as I think it will become as we actually gain some amount of control as opposed to the influence that we might have currently.
Yeah, we're basically, the Free Staters are, and the Liberty Activists here are basically a tiebreaker. They're that kind of level of influence. And that's something. I mean, that's nothing to be brushed aside. That's
impressive because it hasn't happened anywhere else.
Right. Yeah, libertarians anywhere else, they're lucky if they can score 2% in a three-way election. And here, they're not quite taken over the Republican Party, but they're working on it.
Yeah, Democrats seem to think they have.
They sure do. Yeah, they're acting like it. They're propagandizing their flock.
Of course,
the Republicans have been
the Democrats
over.
Are also confusing libertarians and libertarians, Free Staters, and Republicans as if they're all one group.
Yeah, not even close.
And they really have no idea. Although I think some of that's probably intentionally deceiving rather than, you know, just mere accident.
What do you mean, intentionally deceiving?
Meaning they're intentionally confusing. Like, for example, you know, they were saying libertarians or free staters hate gays or something to that effect.
Ridiculous.
Right? And that's absolutely ridiculous. I think we had more gay free staters at, like, one of their this was at one of the Keene events that Democrats held that libertarians showed up to, free staters showed up to. And I think the free staters had
more gay people there,
people there than the Democrats had.
Well, I mean, you didn't go around asking people their sexual preferences.
I didn't. This is true. But I think there was one, at least.
You were there, so there was one.
I was there. Aria was there.
Yep.
Although I don't know if she would say gay, but
she's definitely
part of the LGBTQ.
She's bi for sure.
Yeah, right. So, and I think there was one other. I don't know what he would consider himself or herself, but you know, another person that was probably like Aria there.
I see. Okay.
So
on our side. Yeah.
No, opposing.
On their side.
On the Democrat side. So it was like one to at least two. Again, there wasn't a whole lot of people there, but yeah.
Well, they had a lot of people there. They had like 30 people on the anti-free stater side.
Sure, but you know, you're probably not going to find more than 10% of any crowd
that are gay.
Gay or LGBTQ or whatever.
Well, except for the Gen Zs. Apparently, it's like 30% of Gen Zs identifying as LGBTQ.
I don't believe
it. So they just want to be different, right?
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss here. We've been covering a variety of different issues here tonight. And there's news about the police, and absolutely insane. I mean, there's just so many horrifying police videos. But every now and then you see one that's just like a mind blower. Like, how could this have happened? How could people be so clueless? A woman was arrested by the police in Colorado, and the cop car was parked on train tracks. I mean, you see this one coming now, right? You know what exactly is what's going to happen here.
I mean, wow. How stupid. And they won't be held liable.
No, of course not. No way. The number here is 603-283-6160. They probably still have their job.
Yes, well, there'll be no accountability whatsoever.
603-283-6160. What happens if you park a cruiser, police cruiser, on...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You join us. Number 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want. It's Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. And if you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1988, you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might just be entitled to compensation. Contaminants in the drinking water have led to these diseases, apparently, and they were present in those years. There might be some deadlines for filing, so don't wait. Give this next phone number. I'm going to give you a call, and you'll find out if you or a loved one, because apparently some family members can also qualify for this. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, the money is already set aside. Dean and Chris here as we continue. Your calls are welcome. 603-283-6160. I was just going to get into, we're going to get into the story about the police just leaving a cruiser, police cruiser on the tracks of a train tracks and then putting a woman in that cruiser while they were arresting her.
I mean, you would think murder, you know, murder charges would be appropriate.
Oh, well, no, this is an accident, Chris, so therefore it can't be murder. It'd be manslaughter in that case, right? I mean,
how is that not intentional? Like, that's the difference between manslaughter and murder, right?
That's definitely one of the differences, yeah. I mean, they're going to claim it was an accident. They're going to claim, oh, well, I didn't see the train tracks there or something like that. Reason.com reporting on what do cartoon villains and Colorado cops have in common. Both are prone to leaving women trapped on train tracks, apparently. Newly released video shows a Platteville Police Department officer park his patrol car on train tracks and then exit the car. Still inside was a woman who had been detained as a suspect in a road rage incident a little while after the officer exited a train plowed into the car. The woman inside, 20-year-old Yureni Rios Gonzalez, survived the crash.
Wow.
But was hospitalized with serious injuries, including 9 broken ribs. She also had a broken arm, a fractured sternum, and multiple injuries to her head, back, and legs. Her attorney said she doesn't understand why she was left in the car. She was yelling to get their attention and could see the train coming.
Oof, that's got to be scary.
That is horrifying.
I can't even imagine, like, a more horrific way to almost die.
It's amazing she's alive. I mean, there's video, because there was 2 cruisers on the scene. So there's one that's got its camera pointing right at the car as it smashed off the tracks by the train.
They had 2 cruisers on, not just one, but 2. That means 2 different cops.
That's right. Yeah, and neither of them thought anything of it.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, that's not a That's not an accident. That's like a serious problem when it comes to how they hire police officers.
Deadly incompetence.
Pattern. Yeah. That's a pattern of incompetence.
The officer who parked on the tracks was placed on administrative leave, which means that officer is getting paid to not work. That's what administrative leave means. And the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the Colorado State Patrol are investigating. The department hasn't released the officer's name, nor any explanation for why he thought it was okay to leave his car parked on train tracks. According to the CBI, the lady stopped her vehicle a little past the railroad tracks when she was pulled over. The Platteville cop stopped behind her on the tracks. He left his car there while detaining Ms. Rios-Gonzalez and then continued to leave it parked on the tracks even after she was handcuffed in the back seat as he and several officers from Fort Lupton searched her car. So because these cops were so greedy for as many convictions as they could get, as many charges as they could rack up against this 20-year-old lady, they wanted to spend their time searching. They're so stupid they parked on train tracks, and they're so power and corrupted that they wanted to arrest her for finding a bag of weed or something.
You have to wonder how they didn't also hear and see this train coming. I mean, these things are big, they're loud.
Yeah, they are.
Even if they're not, like, blowing a whistle, you know it's happening. Yeah, like, I mean, there's lights, the trains have lights. If it's dark.
And
like,
this was nighttime.
Yeah, you're not going to miss this. I'm having a hard time coming up with a scenario where this wasn't intentional.
A little bit more here. So they were searching the car. Video of the incident came from an investigative reporter who obtained a 40-second clip of the crash after filing a records request with the Fort Lupton Police Department. Wow. Okay, so according to the reporter, Jeremy Jojola, this is his Twitter account, at Jeremy, J-O-J-O-L-A. Here's the full 8-minute clip released by Fort Lupton Police. The clip has been edited and redacted by the police. The video comes to 9 News after I filed a records request. I'm told there are 9 officer videos totaling 21 hours of video. So it sounds like there may have been more than 2 officers that were on the scene. Now, just because he's saying there are 9 videos doesn't mean they were all there, right? Like, they went back to the department. Maybe they're, I don't know. So, like, if she was booked at the department, well, of course, she was in the hospital, so she wouldn't have been booked at the department.
Was she arrested, too, after all that?
Well, she was in the car because she was arrested. They arrested her for
they
road rage.
They said she was detained, but detained doesn't necessarily mean arrested, so.
Yeah, you're right. It does say detained here. That doesn't mean the reporter knows what they're saying. I mean, generally, you're going to get put in handcuffs and thrown in the back of a police car, that almost always means you're being arrested for something. I mean, I suppose that
they'll find something. Find something.
Well, that's what they were trying to do by searching her car.
Right.
The department later released longer clips from police body cameras. The videos show police forcing Ms. Rios-Gonzalez, who was polite and obedient the whole time, into the patrol car and then going back to search her car. "What's going on, ma'am? What's going on?" she asked the cops. None of the officers in the video raised the possibility that leaving the car parked on the train tracks is a bad idea. And it later takes them a while to react after train whistles can be heard. Was she in there? Was she in there? One officer keeps asking after the train hits, which seems odd since they had just put her in there. Nothing in the video suggests malice was involved, but the level of carelessness and stupidity is nonetheless stunning, says Reason.com.
How is that? I'm sorry, but if you're asking, is she in there after you just put her in there? How is that not evidence of malice?
Evidence of stupidity.
I mean, if this was like, okay, an hour went by or something and you forgot about her, okay, maybe because you were distracted, but
I don't know.
If you had just done it.
The Platteville Police Department referred to it as a, quote, unfortunate incident.
Understatement of the year.
And again, the officer who put her in there is on paid leave. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And Sarah, you want more of these cops, right?
You know what? I'm in favor of the RoboCops. You know, if the human cops make so much mistake and we have a hard time hiring them, nobody wants to be a cop. You know, we just got 2 speeding cameras in Las Cruces.
So you want actual robot police?
Yeah, all I'm thinking is RoboCop from, like, the 80s, the movie where he goes around killing people, like, for basically no reason.
Yeah, but the real RoboCop is like a noise camera, police, a speeding camera. I mean, they're talking about something else.
Yeah, she's obsessed with these speeding cameras, and I told her that I was tired of the speeding camera topic because she's bringing it up a lot. Sarah used to call about various different things. She used to actually have some variety in her calls, and that's starting to end. So we may have to put some sort of restriction on her because she keeps calling about the same thing over and over again. It's getting pretty tiresome. But Sarah, do you actually want to see robot cops? Like physical robots, like not just cameras, but actual bipedal, walking on 2 feet with 2 arms and a head robots?
Well, I think I've seen those around where they do the...
No, you haven't. What?
No, I've seen them on TV. They want to put them out. They do have a camera.
Are you talking about RoboCop?
I don't know. I don't know. Are you talking about the Hollywood movie from the 1980s with Peter Sellers? Or no, not Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers was Pink Panther.
They want to put them out, and then they contact the real police. It's like but it's like a roll around robot. They have a roller and they roam around, and then they
maybe you're thinking of like the bomb robot, like the bomb squad robot.
But I've seen something like that in the news. But actually, I want. Really
but that's what you want, right?
Turnaround.
They do have like robo dogs and things like that now. I think
they do, and they're really creepy.
Yeah. Although I don't know how widespread those are. I think they're pretty limited. I think it's more of a prototype, if I'm not mistaken.
Peter Weller, that was the name I was looking for. Thanks, Sarah. The number here tonight, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. She wanted to talk about early voting, which, again, is the other thing she's been talking about recently. It's like, okay, you're repeating yourself.
New rule, new topic every call.
That's not a bad idea, Chris. Should we make that rule for Sarah, at the very least, or for everybody?
I don't know. I think everybody probably would be.
That'd be for everybody?
Or if it's a continuing conversation, maybe it's okay. Yeah, it's got to be an update to something if you're talking about it. New story.
Well, that's the thing. But Sarah thinks it's an update to say, today, the second person voted early. Today, the third person voted early. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.